This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In New York City, where public schools teach children who come from all over the world, officials estimate they have to deal with parents in about 180 different languages. This spring, the city is making new efforts to involve those moms and dads. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
The city's annual conference for parents who don't speak English is like a miniature United Nations. Hundreds of parents from dozens of countries are packed into a large auditorium in Lower Manhattan.
You are our partners to ensure excellence for our children.
Instructional supervisor Maria Santos spoke from the stage. In a front row off to the side, interpreters quietly spoke into wireless headsets. They provided simultaneous translations in six different languages. Parents seated throughout the auditorium listened in on headphones. By turning the dial, they could hear Korean, Mandarin, Russian with a little static, Spanish, and Arabic. There was also a Cantonese channel, though its signal was hard to pick up in places. And interpreters floated around the room helping individual parents in nine other languages. Out in the hallway, Jungju Song said she was thrilled to have her own Korean channel so she could understand the speakers. Song is the parent of a kindergarten child.
She'd like to have more opportunity to have a situation like this.
Song was joined by Kyung Park, who volunteers at her school in Queens as a Korean translator for the parents.
A lot of letters comes out from the school each day. So many documents, public official letters, like summer program and this program, that program, but they don't know exactly what the letter means.
Schools have always relied on a patchwork of translation services. Last fall, the city started a new translation unit to help them. The parent conference was its first major production. Kleber Palma is the unit's director.
The ultimate goal is to increase parent participation of non-English speakers. How you do that is by providing more written material in different languages. And secondly, providing interpretation services at events and meetings.
Translators are now being hired who can work in the eight most popular languages other than English: Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Korean, Haitian Creole, Bengali, and Urdu. The unit will also be able to hook up individual schools with services in those and other languages. But it won't get up to speed until next fall. Some immigrant groups who are anxious for results want a city law requiring translation services. But Palma, who ran a similar program in Los Angeles, says it takes several months just to hire translators.
You can speak a second language, you can communicate in the second language, but it doesn't mean you have the grammatical background, the schooling for producing something of quality with no errors, that the sentence structure is correct and so forth.
The recent parent conference was a chance to test drive the first batch of translators. Despite a few moments of static over their headphones, parents seemed pleased with the service. But Jungju Song had a suggestion, which she offered with the help of her translator, Kyung Park.
If they can be able to teach English at school for the parents.
If parents could learn a little English, she said, they'd know how to ask for whatever else they need. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.